Terry Crawford is the Executive Director of Community Futures Peace Country. She joins us on the line today. Sherry, thank you very much for joining us. Lemonade Day is this weekend. Please, as a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on the fact that if the world gives you lemons, you should make some lemonade. And the kids are doing that.
They absolutely are, yeah. And we're really excited to be doing this for the third year in a row, yeah.
This is for the kids, obviously, with their, business entrepreneurship, is it not?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, it's a great program. So Lemonade Day was started in the States quite a few years ago, and then one of the Community Futures offices in Alberta brought it to Alberta. And so there's a number of offices that participate throughout the province. And what it is, it's an entrepreneurship program that we put the kids through. So it's a great little workbook, workshop. They learn how to create a budget. They learn how to create a business plan, get a partner, how to apply for, funding if they need, all of the things that a normal business person would do to open a business in kid form. They need to go to the town and get a business license. They need to go through health and safety training so that they are approved by Alberta Health. All those awesome things. And then they have to develop their own recipe for lemonade and build a stand and then partner with a local business. So there's a lot of steps involved to do it. And we're always so excited to see those kids that follow through. And on the Saturday Lemonade Day, June the 14th, we can see all these kids around town excited to show off their hard work and sell their lemonade.
Absolutely. There is, as you mentioned, the serious side of promoting the business, I guess, and promoting Lemonade Day. But there's also a fun aspect to the having the Lemonade Day, and that, I guess, is the fun part of the promotions in the sense that awards are given out and display is there and the fun is there. How much are you looking forward to that process?
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun, and you're right. We do have some prizes available. So I should mention that it's the Town of Peace River and the Town of Fairview that the lemonade stands will be set up in this year. The Fairview and District Chamber of Commerce have jumped on board and are spearheading the event in Fairview, still under the umbrella of Community Futures. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have three judges in Peace River that will go around and visit the stands and three in Fairview. And they judge the kids on best stand. So, whether it's a theme or what that looks like, best tasting lemonade, and then best entrepreneur. And they have a series of questions that they'll ask the kids to determine who wins those prizes. And so each stand that are set up are eligible, if they followed all the rules, to win a prize. So each of those three prizes are worth $100, and the kids all get ribbons, and then they can go on to enter the national prize as well. So they, if they're best entrepreneur, they're eligible to win some even bigger prizes. So it's a pretty fun day for the kids. And then not only that, they're selling lemonade, and they end up making quite a bit of money. So, yeah, because the community is really good at going out and supporting those kids. So,
yeah, that's a good point you bring up here, Sherry, is the fact that the popularity of this promotion has, it sounds to me, skyrocketed over the past few years, not only from a kid's point of view and a business point of view, but also from the public's point of view. How much are you anticipating this to be the same, if not better, than previous years?
Well, I know we had talked earlier about, needing rain, and that's always important. But if the day is nice, we'll probably get a lot of people out and supporting these kids. But even if it's rainy, we really encourage people to go out and support those kids because they are troopers. One of the regulations about this day is that their stands have to be outside. And, last year, both in Peace River and Fairview, it was pouring buckets of rain, and those kids were still out there selling their lemonade and doing an amazing job. So I would love it if the community would come out in droves and just support these kids who have worked so hard. With some help from their parents mostly, but yeah, these kids are really excited to show off their stands. So
How much of a learning curve is this from all perspectives? We're talking the kids, we're talking the parents, we're talking community futures here.
Yeah. You know, as I mentioned before, the workbook is really great. It takes you through step by step everything you need to learn to open a business. And I think it's quite eye-opening, I think, for the parents that who don't own a business to realize how much work goes into it. So, you know, we end up training, you know, over 70-some kids. And then by the time that filters down to Lemonade Day, we have, you know, 9 or 10 stands in each community. So, you know, not everybody follows through, but it's still really good training because it is quite a bit of work, and you know, like I said, we try to give them all the steps that they need to open a business. So, you know, years from now, you know, I can definitely predict some of these kids will be entrepreneurs because they're determined and they know what they want to do and they have great ideas. I think as kids, you know, they're so creative in their business, and you know, as adults, we tend to get lost in the work of it and forget the fun of it. And I think that's a good lesson for adult entrepreneurs. Like, remember why you're doing this. It's because it should be fun.
Sherry, would I be overstepping my bounds here when I adopt the theme of let there be thirst?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Lemonade Day, Saturday, June the 14th in Peace River and Fairview. Again, let there be thirst. How much is you've got a lot of people, from what I understand, setting up stands. How much is everybody looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, the kids and the parents, they go through the training, and then they have to stop into the office and pick up their certificates that they need to show on their stand. So we love it to see the kids come in and tell us about their theme and, you know, what kind of recipes they're developing. So it's a real feel-good day. And yeah, and so I think if you're out and about in Peace River or Fairview, most of the time kids get set up about, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock. The judges will go to all the stands between 11 and 1, and then we hope to award the prize winners by, you know, 2 or 2:30. So you can expect to see those stands set up for most of the day. Some of the kids, they continue on right till the evening. Depends where they are. Depends how much business they're doing and how much of a trooper they are to stay out there all day. Yeah. So.
Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. I appreciate this. Sherry Crawford is the Executive Director of Community Futures Peace Country. Sherry, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith.